Alright folks, welcome back to Digital Minimalism. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving into something that feels more crucial than ever in this hyper-connected world. Creating a tech-free home environment. Ever feel like your house is less a sanctuary and more a buzzing hive of notifications, alerts, and the constant hum of screens? You know that feeling when you finally want to unwind, but your phone is practically glued to your hand, demanding your attention every few minutes? Yeah, I've been there, trust me. That's why we're tackling this head-on today, to reclaim our homes as spaces for genuine connection, relaxation, and yes, even a little bit of blissful boredom. Now, before you start picturing us living in some cave with no Wi-Fi and flickering candles, let me assure you, this isn't about going full hermit mode. It's about creating mindful boundaries, carving out tech-free zones, and rediscovering the magic of a truly unplugged life. Think of it like this. Your home should be your oasis, your recharge station. You wouldn't fill a spa with construction noise, right? So why subject your sanctuary to the relentless digital chatter? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you start building that tech-free haven. First up, designate tech-free zones. Think about the spaces in your home where you truly want to disconnect, the dinner table, your bedroom, maybe even a cozy corner for reading. Make these areas phone-free sanctuaries. Imagine those family meals filled with genuine conversation instead of everyone scrolling through their feeds. That's the power of intentional tech breaks. Second, establish tech-free hours. Maybe it's an hour before bed or during weekend mornings. Choose a time block where you commit to stepping away from screens completely. Think of it as digital detox time. You'd be surprised how refreshing it feels to wake up without checking emails first thing in the morning, or to wind down with a good book instead of endless scrolling. Third, replace screen time with real-life activities. This is where the magic happens. Instead of reaching for your phone when you're bored, try something tangible, cook a new recipe, work on a creative project, take a walk in nature, or even just sit and chat with someone you love. Remember, life's richer than what fits in a screen. Fourth, be mindful of your digital habits. This isn't about shaming yourself, it's about awareness. Pay attention to how much time you spend on your phone each day. Are there apps or websites that constantly pull you in? Can you set limits for yourself? Remember, technology should serve us, not the other way around. Finally, lead by example. If you have kids, they're learning from you. Demonstrate healthy tech habits, make screen time a conscious choice, and show them the joy of unplugged activities. It's about creating a balanced and mindful environment for everyone in your home. Let me paint you a picture. Picture this. It's Saturday morning, sunlight streams through the windows, birds are chirping outside. You wake up naturally, without that jarring phone alarm. You make breakfast with your family, engage in real conversations, no distractions. After breakfast, instead of scrolling through social media, you decide to go for a walk in the park, enjoying the fresh air and sunshine. Later, you gather everyone around for a board game night, filled with laughter and genuine connection. That's the power of creating a tech-free haven. It allows space for those meaningful moments we often miss amidst the digital noise. Remember folks, this isn't about deprivation. It's about making conscious choices that enrich our lives. By creating tech-free zones in our homes and setting boundaries around our digital habits, we reclaim our time, attention, and ultimately, our well-being. So, go forth, create your own tech-free oasis, and let me know how it goes. Share your experiences, tips, or any challenges you face on social media using the hashtag #DigitalMinimalismHome. And remember, stay tuned for more daily doses of digital detox wisdom right here on Digital Minimalism.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.